countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
But first, the FBD Macrina Ferma Young Farmer of the Year is an award which recognises all-round excellence by a young farmer. Now, usually it's presented at a big gala dinner, but this year, being the year that it is, it's been done differently. And I'm actually on my way to the award winner's farm. And I'm going to be met here by the president of Macrina Ferma, Thomas Duffy. And we both agreed that we're conducting an interview about something completely different on this farm, when in fact Thomas has a big happy surprise in store for this year's award winner. Well, I've arrived here now at the farm. Well, I'm here now with the president of Macrina Ferma, Thomas Duffy. And Thomas, you've a special announcement to make.
I do. I want to announce the FBD Macrina Ferma Young Farmer of the Year Award, Dara Clean.
Dara, that's the reason we're here. You're the winner of the FBD Macrina Young Farmer of the Year Award.
I thought something was up and I saw you drive into the air, Damien. It wasn't a coincidence, so yeah, over the moon. It's great news, yeah.
Right.
Taken aback now, to be honest. Yeah.
Okay, and Beatrix, come over here. How are you? This is your fiancé here. Do you want to give him a hug?
I'm so proud. Yeah, to see all the work that, you know, went into where you are today. You know, we met 7-8 years ago. You know, we're kind of clueless as to where we're heading in life, and so was he. And to make it here today and see him, you know, achieve so much is just surreal. It's unreal. I can't describe the feeling.
Yeah.
Well done.
It's very proud, yeah. I'm just very proud of it all. And so I was lucky here. I was given chances at a young enough age by my parents to take on the farm. And, you know, it's great to reward them and the faith they've shown in me.
Well done. Never thought I'd see the day. I am just elated. I am thrilled and I'm very proud. Yeah, I'm so emotional about it. Yeah, it's a dream.
Sure, I'm absolutely delighted. I always had great confidence in him. I'm thrilled for him now.
Yeah. You know,
he makes his own major decisions without consultation. And they're always right, you know.
It's nice to hear him admit that I'm always right, because I remember the first day I appeared home here and I had 60 heifers on a lorry home from Cork. And I'd say I spent 2 months asking me why I bought such small animals. But
I admit to that. I didn't think the half-breeds would grow. Amazing animals, and they're as big as any cows now.
Back over to you, Thomas, if you come over here. It's been an announcement with a difference this year. We're all well socially distanced, standing here in the middle of a field.
But it's great. I suppose it makes sense to do it out here in the green grass that Dara has cultivated here, and to see his family see the entire thing.
Well, Dara, can I take you away from the celebrations? And again, congratulations. Tell us a little bit more about the farm here.
Yeah, so we're farming here in Aircourt in County Galway. So it was always a sheep and beef farm, so probably, I'm not sure what generation I am, but it's been in the family for a couple of hundred years at this stage. And, you know, I grew up on the farm along with my siblings, and I've always had a big passion for it. And I came home here, I suppose, after doing my green cert in 2012, after a bit of travelling as well, and kind of settled into things at that stage. So, yeah, we built up our dry stock enterprise for a few years, and I suppose life comes at you pretty fast. Then we got engaged, and, you know, things move on, and probably felt there wasn't enough in what we were doing, and we went dairy farming. So we've 2 years done now milking cows, and yeah, for me, the only reason to go dairy farming was to have a better lifestyle. And we certainly won't be chasing numbers. I think the conversion stages of managing the dry stock enterprise, it took a huge amount out of me myself, just time wise, and probably had to cut back on the amount of sport I was able to commit to. So I want to get back into that, really. I suppose the biggest one is our wedding was postponed due to COVID-19, so that's on next August now in Budapest in Hungary. So I suppose the focus really is to be a bit selfish with my time and focus on the girls here, Beatrix and Isabella, and have time for them, because we can definitely get a bit caught up in targets and production and litres and figures and do you know, at the end of the day, yeah, you have to have time for the important stuff, which is your family.
As a young farmer, a new entrant into dairy farming in the year that we're in, what sort of a responsibility do you have as a custodian of the land here and in protecting the environment and in protecting biodiversity?
Yeah, well, like, you know, you always say it, that you're not the owner of the land, you're just minding it for the next generation. And I'd be extremely conscious of what I'm doing here on the farm, that it's ethical, really, and responsible. We've a lot of land that runs by the River Shannon, so, you know, there's been restrictions on how we farm that land for many years now, so we're very aware of the consequences of our actions. At the start of the dairy journey, I was taken on as a focus farmer with my co-op, and there was a huge emphasis on sustainability and, I suppose, using the new technologies and information to do things right. So we embraced all of that from the word go. There's, you know, the big headline ones are protected urea, low emission slurry spreading. Like, they're not hard measures to implement on your farm, but they have a huge impact on the environment. And just on our farm, let's say we have 10 kilometres of hedgerows. We've a couple of hundred mature trees spread throughout the farm. We've 2 kilometres of river access, and I'm very conscious of what we have on the farm, maintaining it and improving it. And there's a great initiative ongoing with trees on the land. So I recently just purchased 50 native Irish trees. So I have a plan of where we're going to put them around the farm. And yeah, we're very conscious of it, Damien, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I know you're a good GA fan as well, and you help out in the local club here with your young daughter Isabella's team as well. And with you winning the FBD Young Farmer of the Year for 2020, it'd be a nice double if Galway were to regain the Liam McCarthy.
Yeah, well, I can remember vividly the day we won the All-Ireland in 2017, and it was one of them moments where the hair stands on the back of your neck. And, you know, today is probably another one of them days for me. I probably get a bit emotional almost. Just thinking about how proud it makes me, to be honest. So yeah, it would cap off a nice end to the year for us.
Great celebrations there. That's the FBD Machrana Ferma Young Farmer of the Year, Dara Killeen, and his family on the family farm there in County Galway. And you also heard from Machrana President Thomas Duffy, who made the announcement and presented Dara with the Winner's Cup. And a mention of the other finalists, who were Mairead Barron, a dairy farmer from County Waterford, Nicola Clark, an equine farmer from County Cavan, and Joe Melody, a dairy farmer from County Clare. Well done to you as well for reaching the final four. I suppose a little bit of commiserations to you this morning. You didn't win the cup in the end, but it's a great competition recognising excellence among young farmers, and you could hear that in Dara's voice there. Congratulations, as I said, and the very best of luck, and thanks to Marco for their help.